This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. NDSU homecoming this week and all kinds of things going on at UND. Guess where I'll be, Todd? UND Hall of Fame banquet tonight. You know who's going in the Hall of Fame? And much deserved.
You.
Dean Blaze. Dean Blaze. No, not me. Dean Blaze, the coach.
Well, wait, you're the play-by-play guy for how many years?
Actually, the public address guy.
The public address guy, sorry.
Yeah.
That's the same difference. Guys walking into a mic at a hockey game.
Right, exactly right. Yeah, for like 18 years. The old Eagleston Arena.
What are you going to get in there?
I don't belong to be in there. There's legends left that need to go in there. But Dean Blaze is one of those legends. The entire 97 national championship team is going in. So, anyway, looking forward to being there. I understand they had kind of a small venue. They could have probably sold 1,000 tickets, and they maxed out at like 350. So if you got one of the tickets, you're lucky. But Maria, my lovely wife, and I will be up there tonight. Dean is just one of the greats of UND hockey.
Your day is coming, so get the speech ready.
He's actually a Gopher, believe it or not. Football's,
that's why you belong there, because you'd never be a Gopher.
I wouldn't be a Gopher, no. But he redeemed himself by being a part of the UND hockey history with Gino Gasparini's assistant for a lot of years, and then later as the head coach, and just did some really great things. So looking forward to that tonight, and a lot of fun this weekend. Football at UND too, so a lot happened. Looking forward to it. It's that season. Tis the season. So this hour we have a boatload of text to get to. We'll take your calls as always at 258-0550. And we're going to start with a big question here. Big question. We also have Rachel Brash from the University of Mary. She handles the U Mary worldwide efforts, and they're constantly adding new classes. So we're going to go back to school and find out all the ways that we can grow and learn and add to our knowledge base with the help of U Mary worldwide later on this hour as well. Donald Trump, on his most recent trip here, and by the way, his son, Donald Trump Jr., will be here Monday night. And headlining a fundraiser for Congressman Kevin Cramer that'll take place in Fargo, and then Tuesday speaks to the North Dakota Petroleum Council's annual meeting. So a lot going on, a lot to take in. What I want to talk about right now is something that President Trump said when he was here, directly in a message to the Native Americans. So Native Americans, I'd ask you, if you haven't heard this yet, to listen, lean in a little and listen, and tell me what you think of his message. And for those of us outside the Native American community, do you think what Donald Trump is doing here makes some sense? Do you support it? Do you agree with it? It's not long. It's less than 3 minutes long, but it's a pretty poignant message that he gave. Roll that, Todd, if you would.
I know it's a big Native American population, and I know it's been very tough, and I know Heidi has not done a good job in helping them and taking care of them, and you sort of vote for her because maybe they haven't had the right choices. Maybe they don't know about what's going on with respect to the world of Washington and politics. But I have to tell you, with African-American folks, I would say, what do you have to lose? As I read a list of the worst things you've ever heard, highest crime rates, worst education, lowest home ownership, and I'd read like 10 items. And I'll never forget, they gave me a list. I was making a big speech, and I'm reading all of these horrible things about crime and education and home and so many things. And I just said, what do you have to lose? Vote for me. What the hell do you have to lose? Do you remember that? And my people all came up to me, you shouldn't have said that. You shouldn't. I said, why? The response was incredible. Why? And I used it over and over again, and frankly, you know, we went way up, and now we've produced, because now African American unemployment is at the best number in the history of our country. Best number meaning it's at the lowest in the history of our country. and Asian American and Hispanic American and women is 65 years. But Hispanic, think of it. Hispanic is the best number in the history of our country. And Asian is the lowest in the history of our country. And I say with respect to the Native Americans that I go right back to where I was 2 years ago when I was campaigning. What do you have to lose? What do you have to lose? You put Kevin Cramer into that position, and you're going to see things happen that you'll never see with Heidi. You're just never going to see it with Heidi. So I'll say very respectfully, what the hell do you have to lose? Okay?
How about that, folks? How about that, huh? So, again, if you are a Native American, you hear that, what do you respond with? What do you say? Do you think, for those of us not in the Native American community, that's a good approach by the president? I happen to. Because let's just say what everybody says under their breath. You've got all these swirl of people, and Heidi's among them, fighting for you. We'll do this for you. We're doing this for you. And nothing improves. It's talk. It's political gamesmanship. And then, as, of course, the other caller pointed out from Fort Berthold earlier, to say, I'm Native American. I'm not voting for her because she was nowhere to be found when we needed her during the Dakota Access Pipeline approach. So, curious what you think of that. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Back to some phones, and let's see here. Ed is in, it says here, Circle, Montana. Is that right, Ed?
Yes, it is.
What's on your mind?
Well, I'm just wondering, with this whole deal with Brett Kavanaugh, are we going to throw the concept of innocence until proven guilty completely out and then go with the concept of I can go out and accuse anybody of anything that I want to and destroy their life if I so feel like it?
I wonder. Feels like it, doesn't it? You know, I mean, the rules being dictated. My other favorite, I mean, the legal premise, obviously, if someone's accused of something, they get a chance to hear their accuser and then respond. They want him to go first and her to go last. You know, it's just like, which is, you know, again, just a basic tenet of how you litigate these things and the law. So I this is not anything legal. This is a political blunt force instrument is all it is.
That's it. But, you know, it opens the door for setting a precedent of doing this kind of stuff in the future. And who in their right mind is going to want to run for a political office because anybody can say anything and destroy their life if they want to?
And that's what they're out to do. That's what they're out to do. Yeah. I just saw a report about how this woman has written a number of medical statements for a pharmaceutical company that has a fancy schmancy morning after pill, you know, abortion pill. And so she has ties to the, radical abortion industry. So every day there's another little whiff of something a little on the suspicious side. And we love hearing from Montana. We gave out some hats to Montana, as a matter of fact, on our last broadcast from Big Iron last week from folks that listen every day in eastern Montana. So we appreciate you. Thanks a bunch. Andy, on the road, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yes, I was just wanting you to remind that you just did a little bit ago about Heidi's vote on the pipeline. I was coming through your state last year and said you should have recalled her and got rid of her a long time ago, not let her do damage, but I guess that didn't happen. Also, on the judge, Judge Kavanaugh's mother, from what I understand, was a judge, and she presided over a foreclosure on this woman's parents' home.
I don't know.
More about that.
Well, I think it's been debunked because I saw the same thing, and then it went away. But yet there was documentation supposedly of it. So, but I believe it's been debunked because that's why we haven't heard more about it. That one was bizarre to me, okay. But I agree with you, Andy. Thank you, Larry and Bismarck. You're next. Go ahead on What's on Your Mind.
Oh, just thinking about Heidi. All of a sudden, she's so active and whatnot. I just wonder where she's been the last 5 years. What was she, did she do the first 5 years? Nothing that I know. Kevin's a good man, and I appreciate him, and I know he'll do what's right. And they, the Ford woman, what was she doing at a party where everybody's drunk if she's so, you know. Anyway, I hope all the flakes in Congress get focused, do what's right, and nominate and get this Supreme Court done and put him in as Supreme Court judge. And I thank you very much.
Thank you, Larry. I you know, think the same thing you do about a 15-year-old at a party with alcohol. On the other hand, it's not the first time it's happened. Not the last time it's going to happen. It also doesn't say if you're 15 and you're drunk at a party, then you're, you know, get what you deserve, for lack of a better term. I don't think that at all. I think that's, you know, something we should think long and hard about, right? If that was our daughter, if that was our niece, that was our granddaughter, we wouldn't want that to happen. I'm of the opinion we assume all this stuff to be true and then ask ourselves whether or not it's a disqualifier, as we've been talking about today. More of your calls after this.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoolGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
Hi, I'm Elise Pecklich of Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
So, maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Of What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Just found out we'll be interviewing Donald Trump Jr. later today. Unfortunately, it's after the show, but fortunately, you'll hear it Monday. How about that? Exactly right. So if you, by the way, have a question or a comment for him, please let me know. Love to see that. You can just text me at 701-367-2054. Please ask Donald Trump this. That's all you need to say. Please ask Donald Trump this. That's right. We had somebody earlier call and say they wanted to tell us a story about one of our advertisers. They were talking about a truck that broke down and needing it getting fixed, and brought it in, and I didn't know, of course, is it diesel? What is it? He was talking about Pucklage. But I was thinking about the text we've gotten from folks who have said, thank you for the recommendation for DAC diesel as well. Anything diesel, these guys fix it. Anything diesel, they're on it. They fix it. And go to DACDiesel.com, find out more about the good work they're doing. Give them a call. Set up an appointment. They're in Bismarck. If it's diesel, they're your expert. Specializing in that. DACDiesel.com. You tell them Scott and Todd sent you. 800-228-0550 is our telephone number. We're going to go back to school at the bottom of the hour. Todd, are you going to go back to school with me, or are you throwing me to the wolves and letting me do this all by myself?
I'm right there with you.
Well, yeah, okay.
So I'll march off the cliff with you, no problem.
We're going back to school. We have a full bank of calls. We have a pile of texts. I got to get to everybody, or I'm going to feel terrible. So let's get to it. Let's see here. Who's next? Castleton. Castleton is where we're going. Home of the governors. Jack, what's on your mind?
Well, I recently saw a figure, and I don't know how accurate it is, but it said about 12% of the population consider themselves independents as far as their voting habits. So it seems like talk shows, whether they be conservative or liberally based talk shows, they're going to keep their party votes, whether they be Republican or Democrat, without too much trouble. And they're targeting that 12% of the population. And I guess it sometimes frustrates me to find out how to see and listen to both kinds of talk shows, whether they be conservative or Democrat or liberal, somewhat fanning the flames, if you would, trying to get that vote. The last thing I wanted to indicate, as I said or say, is that I saw something yesterday that I think was on Google. It said that 31% of the population thinks that chocolate milk comes from chocolate or brown-colored cows. And that's really a sad statement about the education and the awareness of people when they think that chocolate milk comes from chocolate cows. And those are the people that are electing our elected officials.
I want to know where Strawberry Quick comes from then.
That's the redheads, Todd. It is a little bit sad. And I think that we have to do a better job, those of us that appreciate what they do in ag, especially in this part of the world, to do it. We yesterday talked about National Teach Ag Day, and, they do the same thing there. So this is taught in schools where it comes from. By the way, your number, I think, is low on independents, because I've seen, people that identify as Republicans and Democrats in that, 20-something. The highest I think I've seen is 27, almost identical. Yeah. And independents were the rest of it.
Yeah, I'm not disagreeing with you. I just said that was one figure I saw, and again, there's figures throwing at us, the public, from all kinds of different sources. And generally speaking, and I'm not accusing you guys of this, please understand it, but I think most talk shows will pull a figure that kind of tends to support their line of thinking. And that's just one I saw. It could be higher, it could be lower. I don't know. But that seems to be the group that most talk shows people are going after. And that's why I've never called a talk show before. This is the first time I ever called one, because I get a little frustrated with the dialogue that's so one-sided sometimes.
Yeah, I think in the case of North Dakota, honestly, we have a big pool of listeners in North Dakota, also western Minnesota, a little bit of South Dakota, a little bit of Montana, as you heard today. Generally, they're conservative. So I think our calls sort of reflect, where people's viewpoints are at, and that would track with, what you see in the polling. And look at Donald Trump with a huge victory here, and higher than the national average, so I think that's part of it. Appreciate your call, Jack. Thank you very much. And he mentioned he was a first-time caller late in the call. I'm not sure if he, was wanting to participate in our little contest today, that if you are a first-time caller, you'll get a free MyPillow. But if you are, call back and let us know, because we have one for you. This looks like breaking news. Kavanaugh accuser Christine Blasey Ford, Dr. Ford, has failed to meet the 10 a.m. deadline to submit prepared testimony and a biography to the Senate Judiciary Committee is required to be able to testify on Monday. No written testimony or bio has been provided to the panel. Does that surprise anyone, since she sort of wanted to dictate what would happen to this? Yeah. No, I think is the answer to that question. It doesn't. I like Chris Berg's tweet, too, on this. Sources, Kavanaugh accuser wants questioning only from a Senate panel on Kavanaugh must go first. Question, he says. This is from Chris now. Who runs the Senate Judiciary Committee? Yeah, exactly. My question. We don't always get calls from Arizona, but when we do, we take them. Arthur, what's on your mind?
Hi, good morning. Say, law enforcement down here in Pima County tells us that they find about 250 dead people a year who try to cross the border in the desert and don't make it. If you're a lady, a woman coming across the border, rape is inevitable. Democrats in Haiti are against the wall. It's insane down there, and Democrats, they fight dirty. The only way to beat these folks is to vote and to donate, and I donate to GOP.com. Barack Obama got in. What's that?
Vote and donate. Good advice, Arthur. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it very much. Great to hear from folks today and from all perspectives. Who pays the, this is a texter, who pays the women to make these allegations, and why does the law protect a false accuser? If it's found that it's not true that there should be a penalty, this would deter false accusations. Good point. What do you do when you find out this isn't true? Another texter says, when did the Biden rule get repealed, Scott? The Biden rule. I believe Kavanaugh didn't do it, but I think of it like this. What defines a person's character? Should we look at the one incident, if it did happen in his youth, and say that defines him as a person? I would argue that we all make mistakes and do things, especially in our youth, that we regret or didn't really think about before we did them. Look at what he's accomplished and become after this supposed incident. Like I said, I think he is innocent, but even if it was true, kids experiment and make mistakes and hopefully learn from them. He's a human being just like you and me. He's an honorable man and has a beautiful family. It's sad what they're going to do to him. Isn't it, though? For your last caller, Robert, about signing a petition and not understanding it, what he needs to do is listen to lefties. And if Hype Camp agrees, push it, wants to vote for it, then vote no on it. Basically, that's what Gail. Gail is saying, you know, people that you know are lefties. If they're for something, how about this? Go against it. Because, you know, they're wrong. All right, more after this on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, it's Scott Hannon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's On Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night's stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The lawyer for the woman accusing Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault back when they were teens is laying out conditions under which she'll testify. Christina Blasey Ford's lawyer reportedly telling the Senate Judiciary Committee she won't testify Monday when Kavanaugh is scheduled to be there, but she would be willing to testify next Thursday as long as Kavanaugh was not there. Meanwhile, counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, says Democrats are still hoping to delay the proceedings, even though this isn't part of their their efforts.
Well, obviously, some folks are trying to delay this as much as they can, probably politicizing it as well, trying to go well past the beginning of the Supreme Court term in early October, well past the midterms if they can do it. And that's because there are people who have not named Dr. Ford who have been trying to politicize this entire process from the beginning.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I just can't stop scratching. Struggling to get relief from itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824, 1-844-777-ITCH, or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours. TheCompanyStore.com.
On your mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. And I'm going to take two more quick calls before we go to our next guest, just because you folks have been waiting to weigh in on the news of the day, and I love to get everybody in. We just can't sometimes. Let's go to Fargo and Chad. Let's go to there we go. Chad, what's on your mind? Go ahead. You've been waiting a long time. Weigh in.
Scott, here's the deal. Roy Moore, after all those allegations, they all went away after they derailed him. It's the same way with Kavanaugh. The bottom line is that if you listen to Fox News, they sat there and said they had Planned Parenthood on there, and they were talking about he's such a bad guy and all that stuff. Well, then lo and behold, last night on the, I think it's your 11 o'clock hour, I was walking outside and listening to the radio, and this doctor, her last paper she wrote up was a paper on some kind of a drug due basically for birth control. For basically, this is all a Democrat setup. I doubt she's ever been raped, but I think they found somebody that was willing to go stick their name out there, but she didn't think she was going to be asked to do anything, so she did that. But here's the deal. The bottom line is the Democrats will stoop at anything to basically derail the somebody that's going to go and take away their cash cow. Planned Parenthood gives a lot of money to the Democratic Party. It's sad.
You're right, Chad. I hadn't heard that until this morning. I did see, I forget where I saw it, but somebody pointed it out, and I did take a look at it. And basically it sounds like she has written for them, so she would, you know, have some sort of contract for them to talk about their products. And they do have this new product that is this abortion pill. So some people are connecting the dots that obviously she's part of the effort to stop him for reasons related to his views on Roe versus Wade. Wouldn't surprise me in one bit, but it still is a little disheartening. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. And 800-228-0550. We're getting one more call, as I mentioned. Mike in Perm's been waiting a while. Mike, lay it on me. Go ahead.
Okay. Charles Schumer, Senator Charles Schumer, is a graduate of law school. Now, I presume that he graduated fairly high in his class, yet he's willing to sit there and be the smartest man in the room and accept hearsay evidence as the gospel. In a court of law, hearsay evidence is inadmissible, but yet here he is saying, oh, I believe her. Really? No physical evidence, just her word? That, I'm sorry, that doesn't pass the smell test, Scott. It just doesn't.
Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch, Mike. Thank you. Texters, too. We didn't get to all of you. No one is stopping the woman from telling her story. It's all another stop Trump device. and we didn't hear from her this morning, and there was a deadline for her to appear on Monday and have her testimony there, so I don't know what's going to happen there as well. How about that? Todd, somebody sent me an old-school radio. So this is how I listen to 550 KFARTS on an Emerson, and it looks like a boombox. Yeah, and it has a cassette player, I'm pretty sure, as well. So
I remember those.
Yeah, we love knowing how you're listening. Thank you very much. Last text on this topic. Okay, let's say that it did happen. Hold him accountable now. Let's open up the books to the slush fund. Apparently, I contribute to through my taxes. Find out who committed the crimes. Let's hold them accountable. All right. Thanks for all the comments today. Here's somebody pretty excited. God bless America. I just received a dollar raise, $2,000 bonus. Please, everyone, get out and vote. Go, Kevin Cramer. Thank you, Trump. Well, how's that for some good news to end our text today? Thank you very much. Appreciate that. As I mentioned earlier, we are headed back to school today. We're going to talk with Rachel Brash. Rachel is the director of the Worldwide Program at the University of Mary, and they have all kinds of October startups. They're coming up here in a few days at UMary Worldwide, so we wanted to get our options out there and also let you know what's happening. Rachel, how are you doing?
Good. How are you doing today, Scott?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much. Always enjoy our conversations with Rachel. Let's start with the big picture. Worldwide, UMary Worldwide, what is the program? Where is it at?
Mm-hmm. Great question. Well, we're located in five different places here in the state. Two over in Grand Forks. We're located downtown Bismarck in Fargo. And then on the western side over in Watford City, plus our online population. So what Worldwide does is serves people who are out working. They have family obligations. We offer 11 different undergraduate majors, 12 different graduate programs, plus 8 different graduate certificates so people can get the education they need and then they can apply it. And we all know that there's a workforce issue here in the state, and we're able to serve that because you can continue to work, you can continue to be with your family, but yet you can continue your education too.
Yeah, that is great. And you mentioned all the locations plus the online side, so the location could be your home too, right?
Absolutely. We have a lot of students. My husband was one of them. They take their classes online so that you can do it when it works for you. And it allows people to engage with us, to be able to take their classes, to still have great relationships with their classmates and their faculty, but yet maybe they just can't sit in a class at night, once a week. Or maybe they want to do a combination. If you're located near one of our locations, take a class online, but then take your next one on site. That flexibility is really built for the student.
That is fantastic. So in October, some new classes are starting?
Yeah, we had a great start here in September, but we're starting every 5 weeks, Scott. So, I heard you talking about coming back to school. So we have classes starting October 8th, November 12th, and then we'll start up again on January 7th to kick off the new year.
Fantastic. And, of course, I always talk about the nurses and the advanced degrees that are available. And the flexibility always strikes me as really being wonderful, that people can really just join when they need, when they're ready to go and not have to wait a whole long period of time to crank up. So that flexibility, I would imagine, Rachel, is something very well received by your students, huh?
Right. That's exactly right. Having that flexibility and to being able to adjust your schedule to meet your needs, because we know that we can have the greatest intent of having our schedule laid out when we start classes, but then life happens. You have work trips. You have something going on with your family. You need to focus somewhere else. Well, then work with us. We have a team of student success advisors who make sure that we can customize your schedule so that you can still graduate on time, but let us help you figure out how to complete your certificate or your degree program so that you can apply it and enjoy that degree.
So if one of the courses you mentioned today that are starting up is of interest to somebody, is it like now the time to start for these October startups and get all registered and ready to go, or what kind of a timeline do you have?
Yeah, contact us today. And the sooner the better, because we want to help you get started. And let us know that you heard us on the Scott Henin Show, and we'll go ahead and waive your application fee. And you can contact us at 355-8030 or at enroll@umary.edu.
How about that? A little, you know, a little bonus. Todd and I are used to giving out my pillows, but we didn't know we get to waive the registration fee. That's kind of nice.
Well, and you know what, Scott? We have a hockey team now. So I think now is a great time to become a Marauder and enjoy all the great athletic events, too.
Unbelievable. Yeah. A hockey team, too, and lots of other great things happening in athletics, and even a new logo, a new updated logo.
So, yeah, and Max the Marauder.
Yeah, very, very nice. Very nice deal. Todd, you're in on this, too, right? So we're all going back to school? This is
sure.
A me
I never
thing.
Did finish my degree, so yeah, why not? Yeah. I'm a dropout, so why not?
There you go. And in all seriousness on that front, that is something that that folks might say in the back of their mind, I didn't, you know, how can I get my advanced degree because I didn't finish my other degree? You have programs for that too, right, Rachel?
Right, our bachelor's programs. A lot of people come in with a lot of life experience and college credit, or maybe they took some courses when they were military. We take all of those into consideration. You can get credit for your life experience. And so what we do is we find out what your background is, what types of credits you may have taken, no matter how long ago they were, and we put together a customized degree plan for you so you can see exactly how you can get that bachelor's degree.
So they're going to work with you. And if you say, hey, Scott and Todd sent me, heard about this on the radio, by golly, I want to get signed up. We'll save you even a little more. So that's a great deal. And again, classes begin
October 8th.
That's the next wave.
That's right.
Yeah. And then each month after that too, right?
Right. We start every five weeks year round.
Anything else you want to tell our fine listeners today, Rachel, about UMary Worldwide and these opportunities at furthering your education?
Sure. Just contact us today to learn what you can do. If you have employees that you know that you need to help them gain a particular set of skills, contact us, and we can create training for them, whether it's an afternoon seminar or part of an undergraduate or a graduate degree program. We also have scholarships available through our business partnership program. So there's a lot of options out there to serve both people looking to further their education and for those of you who are looking to educate your employees.
Well, keep up the great work. We appreciate everybody at the University of Mary. Love our partnership, and I hope lots of folks join Todd and I today to say we're going to go back to school. We're going to get it done.
Scott.
Yeah, exactly. Nice talking to you, Rachel. Appreciate it.
You too.
Rachel Brash is the University of Mary's Worldwide Program Director, and that means worldwide at one of their campuses, but it also means worldwide at wherever you are. You get to decide where worldwide is. That's another nice part of the University of Mary and what they're doing. We're also brought to you today by our friends at Pfeiffer's, by the way. Kevin Pfeiffer and the team got a busy week next week with farm machinery retirement auction. It's happening south of Mandan and also a big ranch down there. We'll be telling you a little bit more about that next week as well. Oliver, Sheridan, McHenry, Hettinger, Cass, Morton, Foster, Ramsey, Stutzman, Dunn County, North Dakota, Ottertail County, Minnesota. A lot of great auctions as well, machinery auctions and shields. The first round I told you about, of course, are crop and pasture land auctions. Then they have, as I mentioned, the machinery auctions in Morton, in Bowman, in Shields, Carson, Steele, Halliday. 877-700-4099 is the toll-free telephone number, or you can check them out with pictures at Pfeiffer's.com on the website as well, Pfeiffer's.com. Busy fall going, a lot happening, and I encourage you to get that catalog, 877-700-4099, and take advantage of some of these auctions that are coming up, big land auctions, crop and pasture land, as well as ranch auctions. There's machinery auctions, just a lot on the docket at Pfeiffer's.com. Find the whole list right there. All right, short break. Kevin and Cavalier waiting to weigh in, and we're going to go to, I don't know where this is. We're going to talk to Cheney, but where is Cheney? Where is he?
And tell
is he in Bowman?
What's on your
We'll find out when we come back. Don't go away.
Hi, it's Scott Hinn. Let me tell you about my friend Jeff Comer from MineralTracker.com. Jeff's a petroleum engineer and a veteran of the industry. His family turned to him for assurance they were getting paid correctly on their minerals and to help them understand their future income possibilities.
So Jeff and a team built Mineral Tracker to give mineral and working interest owners a professional tool at an affordable price so they can really start managing their minerals like a business. Sign up for your free trial now at MineralTracker.com. Call 833-842-2924 or email info@MineralTracker.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
It's as simple as plug and play is the phrase all farmers want to hear when they talk about technology. With the new GreenFit system from Reichardt, plug and play is finally a reality when using John Deere AutoTrack guidance with exciting new products like the Challenger 1000 Series MT700 CVT or all-new C-Series Rogators from Butler Machinery. GreenFit is an authorized navigation interface that utilizes existing John Deere AutoTrack guidance system to steer most Challenger tractors and sprayers. GreenFit eliminates the worry of learning and converting to a new steering system when buying an industry-leading Challenger product from Butler Machinery. Learn more about GreenFit at butlermachinery.com.
Take your wireline career to the next level at MBI Energy Services. MBI has immediate openings for experienced wireline engineers and operators in their Dickinson location. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority and offers generous pay, a best-in-class benefits package, and excellent training. If you're looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com and apply today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Go Wireline, one of our fine sponsors here on What's on Your Mind. Folks that have been in the business a long time. In fact, if you tally up all of their experience, how many years they've been doing this? About 200 years combined experience in the wireline industry. And five of their Go Wireline founders have over 30 years of wireline experience in the Williston Basin. Great company, great careers. GoWireline.com. Back to the phones at 800-228-0550 in what is sadly the final segment of the program for the week. Darn it anyway. Bowdoin, North Dakota. We thought it was Bowman, but we found out it's Bowdoin, down by south of Fezzenden, I guess. Cheney, what's on your mind?
Oh, when I listen to all these ads on the radio and TV, I think of when Sarah Palin was VP Ed Schultz said, I'm going to Alaska and find dirt on her. I don't care whether it's true or not. And that's the way I look at most of these ads here on the radio today.
It's a good point, Jane. They're out to find dirt, whether it's true or not. It's the game. It is. It's totally 100% the game. Appreciate the call. Kevin and Cavalier, what's next? 258-0550 to phone us up. Last chance. What's on your mind, Kevin?
Cory Booker, he was accused of groping a woman. And I ended up going on Fox News website last night, and they had his deal. He wrote a book about that, how he made advances on this lady, and she pushed him aside. And he thought, well, I should be a champion of women. And, you know, he wrote this, yeah, and so he says he's been that way ever since. If he wanted to do his Spartacus moment, he'd stand up to the Democrats and say, Kavanaugh, if this happened to him, he could change his mind, too. And he's for women. So, but I just thought it was kind of interesting. I was kind of wondering what the scoop was on that. But
I'd never heard that.
Anyway.
Never heard that about Booker. But you're saying the incident pushed him to in his mind, be a champion for women because of his air of his ways. Interesting political twist on bad decision there. And I wonder if he'd allow Brett Kavanaugh to make the same argument.
Yeah, they had the article posted on the website there last night. I just kind of glanced through it really fast, and that's what I gathered from it. And, yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of guys I know that have done that before, and after they felt bad. And they've changed their ways. So,
interesting. Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate the call. Ralph and Grand Forks, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Ralph, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Go ahead, sir.
Listen to your interview with Al Carlson yesterday. He was talking about the money that Fargo was going to get from the oil funds for infrastructure improvement. And in Grand Forks here, it appears that the non-oil producing companies are going to get about $280 million for infrastructure improvement. And I wonder how many people are aware that of the $4.5 billion in oil money that's going to be taken in the next biennium, about $800 million comes directly from the royalty owners. Now, I'm wondering, is it fair for the royalty owners, the individuals, to continue to pay this tax that is on the oil and gas tax revenue so that we can fund infrastructure improvements for eastern North Dakota? I'd like to hear somebody's opinion on that.
Yeah, interesting take. I was not here for the interview with Al. We had a guest host in here yesterday as I was off to another event, but
Well, the other thing on that interview with Carlson, I didn't catch every word that he said, but he's the House Majority Leader, supposedly representing what's good for North Dakota. But he made it clear that he was representing Fargo and had very little interest in western North Dakota. And, of course, with the population the way it is, the East controls what happens. This East versus West situation has been going on forever. The East always wins because of the population factor.
Well, you know, Al is up for re-election, and I would imagine it's important for his constituents to know that he is concerned about their issues. And, you know, as majority leader, you would get pulled in a lot of different directions. So I think that's just sort of an obvious message at election time to say, here's who I ultimately serve. But as majority leader, obviously, you get pulled into lots of other debates. I appreciate the call, though, Ralph, and the analysis that you've obviously taken some time with on Al's answers. So thanks for that. And we'll have Al back. And we, of course, between now and the election, are going to be doing a lot of different races. I asked at the beginning of the program today if there's a particular race that you're really concerned with, that you let us know. You text Todd or me. Todd's at 226-8503. I'll give you my text in just a second here. And one other thing I'd add to my requests or, offers for you is that we do have Donald Trump Jr. We're going to actually record that interview later today. It'll air Monday. He is coming back to Fargo. We'll be at a fundraiser for Congressman Kevin Cramer on Monday night, and then also speaking to the North Dakota Petroleum Council's annual meeting in Fargo. So he will be at that as well. And if you have a question for him, something you'd like me to ask him, and or a suggestion on a particular race or something that you want more coverage on, please let me know. 367-2054. Wow, a lot of calls, a lot of texts, a lot of emails, a lot of topics today. And we'll ruminate a little bit on over the weekend and be back at it Monday on What's on Your Mind. God bless you and thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Wind energy is one of the fastest-growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy. Low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Support an all-of-the-above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions, ndforallenergy.org.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.